Well, they fried Tough Tony last night, the cat who said he wasn't afraid to die. Yeah, but we all heard him scream like a bird, then break down and cry. Not Tony the Mobster, the guy that all the old timers said was tough. Yeah, him, he sure had us fooled with that old bullshit bluff. But the moment before they pulled that jive-ass switch, he broke down and screamed like a scared old bitch. Well, today is the first, and at 10 I go. Today is my day to be the star show. Yeah, and after me comes JoJo and then Big Red. But the main event is over when the kid is dead. There'll be lights and cameras and plenty of action, and old Slick Sam Davis will be the main attraction. Now all of you reporters can quote me if you please. There will be no hanging on the bars or copping no pleas. When it comes my turn to walk down that wing, I'll hold my head high like a proud ancient king. I just had my meal, which was supposed to be my last. JoJo threw his up and Big Red had to fast. I had peas and potatoes and a big T-bone steak, a half a gallon of ice cream and a large piece of cake. It was strawberry shortcake with pheasant under the glass. And believe me, Jim, I didn't let a crumb get past. I asked for seconds as the guard stood there looking. I said, give it to me raw and let the chair do the cooking. Then I laid back in my bunk, lit myself up a smoke, while a hack ran down one of his corny ass jokes. But my mind drifted back to my bitch out on the street. If I could catch her now, why, I'd cut off both of her feet. She's out on the block like a two-bit hoe. It wouldn't be so bad, but I had to kill for that dough. I told that storekeeper to give up his life or his bread. He wouldn't give it up, so I blew off his jive-ass head. He started hollering out for the law and just wouldn't cease. That's why I burned him 6 times with my cold blue steel piece. And I'm glad I shot that jive-ass cop. He shot at me first because I wouldn't stop. But those were the things long before my trial. That's the reason I got to walk this last-ass mile. What's that I hear? Are those footsteps approaching? I guess by now they thought I'd be roasting. Who is that in the black suit, funny collar band? And what's that short ice book doing in his wrinkled old white hand? Oh, that's that crazy-ass Father Brown. I don't know why he keeps on coming around. I don't want to hear that shit about Good Friday, Resurrection, or Easter. You can take that book and stick it up your keister. So make it, faggot, cause the show is about to start. And here you are trying to bring angels to my heart. I scratched my shaved head and then rubbed my chin, but kept the facial expression of a hyena's grin. I looked at my watch and it was time for me to go. So I said, so long, Freddy. See you later, Joe. As we proceeded to walk down that cold steel floor, the warden said,
Father, this man is a fool.
As we went through the door. As they opened the door and I looked around within, I could feel all the silence and see that the lights were dim. I fought and I struggled and tried to resist, but the warden and the guards held me tight by my wrists. And then they hit me with those big burly fists. I said, please don't bang me yet, I got to piss. God, oh God, I'm dying of thirst. I ain't ready yet, let JoJo go first. Oh, here comes my lawyer, maybe he's got some good news. I might have a reprieve, or maybe they blew a fuse. But he had no news, and the chair was in good order. Well, call back the hack, cause I'm thirsty for water. Save me, Father Brown, please say you will. I'm a good man, Father, I didn't mean to kill. The father opened up his book, strolled towards the chair, and turned a few pages and started reading the prayer. He said,
forgive him, Father, for he know not what he did.
I said, can that shit, Father? They're fixing to burn the kid. Meanwhile, back at old Death Row, what's that I hear? Was that a scream? It couldn't have been Slick Sam, because he's too mean. But it had to be Sam, because that's his voice.
No, man, that sounded more like my sister Joyce.
Just then, the hat came back and ran his game. He said that old Slick Sam Davis wasn't nothing but a jive-ass lame. He said that Sam called for his mama and his daddy, too, threatened to come back and kill the warden, too. And it wouldn't have been so bad, but what made it a bitch? The jive-mouthing farmer died before they pulled the switch.